the style of play that Coach Bray had you going, you know, up and down, free flowing, open. I mean, does this get you prepared for the NBA and the offense that you're going to be playing in there, pick and roll base?
Yeah, definitely. there's a lot of ball screens for me. You know, this past year, so I really improved my decision making off the ball screen. So that's something I really took pride in. And I know something that can help me at the next level. And also with Notre Dame, I've experienced a lot of different roles, being a defender, you know, being a guy that comes off the ball, and then being a guy that comes off the pick and roll. So I've been in a bunch of different situations, and I think that'll help me going forward.
What do they want to see out of you today?
What was that?
What do they want to see from you today?
I feel like, you know, they would know that better than I would, but probably just, you know, just competing, going hard, you know, communication, being a leader. The things that you need to be able to do as a point guard, you know, not getting shots, enjoy the process.
They have a lot of point guards on their roster already. Are you just trying to get in as many workouts as you can and put yourself out there?
No, that's not, you know, my plan of attack. I just want to get to places that are in the lottery, in that range is where I really want to go. This is a great place. You know, I really enjoyed my time here. Saw some, you know, some cool stuff, Temple Square, mountains. We don't got mountains in Indiana, so really cool to be able to come out here, my first time ever.
On the defensive end, what do you bring?
I think, you know, just ball pressure, intensity, just, you know, energy, hustle. I just try to do whatever it takes to help our team win games. And so there's a lot of times at Notre Dame where I really had to bring that defensive energy and really use that to spark our team.
As a small guard, how important is your size and your athleticism overall going to be to your success at the next level?
Yeah, I think, you know, with my height being 6'1", you know, I really have to be able to finish at the rim, have to be able to just make good decisions on the court, be a leader. So I just try to do those things, try to be athletic, try to push myself every day to get better on and off the court. I work really hard in the weight room to be strong and fast, explosive, those sort of things. So I just go out and play as hard as I can, regardless of my height or the guy's height that I'm matched up with. I just go and try to win.
You're a guy whose projections are kind of all over the place, from anywhere from top 20 to lottery, even second round. Mm-hmm. What do you think about all those projections?
You know, I try not to pay too much attention to it. I just try to control the things I can control. I just try to, you know, get better every single day, be a good person off the court, and have fun. And so I think with that being said, you know, when you can perform on the court and you do well and you work hard to get better, that'll help your, you know, your situation and make teams want to pick you. But at the end of the day, I just try to get better.
What do you think you're most NBA ready, and then on the flip side, what do you still need to improve?
I would say the things that I'm most, you know, NBA ready with are still the things that I really can improve on. You know, my pick and roll decision, I feel like I made a lot of strides in Notre Dame. I feel really comfortable in those situations, but always room for improvement. Nobody's perfect. So, like I said, that's been my motto since I've been in high school, get better every single day, something I've tried to do. So,
who do you try to emulate your game after?
I don't try to emulate anyone. I always, you know, I've always been a student of the game. I watch a ton of film. I'm watching a bunch of different guards. Turn on the TV, I'm watching the guards, how they maneuver off the ball screens, you know, their craftiness, all sorts of things. So I watch so many guards that it's hard to just pick one person and say, I really, you know, try to be like that guy, because I just try to learn from all those who've come before me.
Speaking of that, I mean, you play with Jerry and play with Pat, both of those guys in the league, both of those guys went through the process last year.
Yeah.
You know, have you talked to them about the process, and what have they told you to expect about this?
Yeah, they just talked to me about, you know, just the whole process and making sure you enjoy it, because you can only do it one time. And that's something we've all learned together at Notre Dame, because all three of us, like our freshman years, those guys with red shirts in my freshman year, not playing as well as I wanted to and not playing as much as I wanted to. So we've really learned together, and, you know, at the university has really helped us learn to trust the process, be diligent in your hard work, be patient, and those are things that I think I can carry on to the next level.
Coming from Indiana, I think you share the same agent. Do you have any kind of relationship with Gordon Hayward?
So my first college game ever was seeing Gordon play in the Final Four. So that's our relationship. But he's, you know, Indiana guys, you got that connection. I know Lyles is an Indiana guy too. So, you know, you always support those guys. Whenever I turn on the game and I'm watching them, I'm supporting them, rooting for them. He's a great guy. We got the same, we're at the same agency. So, you know, hopefully I can link up with him sometime soon. But wish him the best, and he's a great player.
Do you mean that was your first one you attended live, or the first one you actually watched?
That was the first one I attended live. And so I got to watch him playing that Final Four.
That's cool. Yeah.
What did you see on the Thon today?
He just kind of does it all. You know, he's a young guy. So as older guys and experienced at the college level, we try to educate him on certain things, rolling to the basket, on the pick and pick and roll and things like that. So he's such a great player. He has so much potential. He can really shoot the ball for his size. He can handle it. So he has a lot of upside, and he's going to be a great player.
Long-term, what are your goals for your NBA career?
Be the best guard in the NBA. That's been my goal for a long time, something I work towards, and I know it's going to be tough. I know it's not going to be easy, because if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But, just want to work as hard as I can, be able to accomplish a lot of things, help a team win, and have fun doing it.